this is Megan Schumacher from Don Schumacher Racing, and you're on the road to Shane on WGN.
Summertime is finally here. 720 WGN, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio, on the road, Michigan Avenue, and on the line with us when it comes to Don Schumacher Racing is the home of some of the best drivers on the planet, bar none, with 302 NHRA National Event Championships, 16 World Championships. She is the Vice President over at DSR, the one and only Megan Schumacher. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm happy to be here.
See, this is it. We talk to the drivers on a regular basis, you know, and they get to get out there and they talk about, you know, life on the track, life on the road, but not necessarily their entire life. But you have been in and around this for the longest time. You know, your family is, you know, one of those great families of motorsports. And so talk a little bit about growing up. Was there any kind of chance that you would go into maybe a career in dentistry or maybe become an astronaut? Was it always going to be racing?
I mean, for as long as I can remember, I knew it was always going to be racing. I pretty much have been traveling the race circuit since I was 6 years old, which is going on to just over 20 years. So it's kind of crazy to be 26 years old and to say that I've been doing my career for 20 years already. And I absolutely love it. And all through my schooling and college, I never doubted that I wanted to be involved in NHRA drag racing and work for DSR. I always knew that that was where I was going to end up and what I wanted to do.
Well, that's really convenient. We talk to drivers and teams from around the country. And, of course, the circuit NHRA travels all around the country for fans all over America. You're based here in the Chicagoland area. You grew up here. You do your part of the business here, even though the team is based in Indianapolis. So talk a little bit about Chicago as kind of a hub for racing fandom.
I absolutely love living in Chicago. It just makes me so happy to be here. And now that our weather is finally spring, just being able to walk around the city and everyone's so happy.
Finally.
It just truly is amazing. And what's so great is one thing about racing is when we're not at the racetrack, you can kind of do everything anywhere. And we're super close. Our race shop's based in Brownsburg, Indiana, so it's a quick 40-minute flight from O'Hare. So I definitely rack up the air miles with the office being in Indiana and me being in downtown Chicago. But it's definitely worth all the early morning flights to be able to be here.
Yeah, obviously, we love Chicago. We're based here. It's the greatest city in the world, the greatest food town in the world, greatest sports town in the world as well. But for those people that are listening to you now and thinking they are huge racing fans, NHRA fans, especially as we close into the 20th anniversary of Route 66, and say maybe for one of those bucket list trips or one of those family road trips to get out there and see some of the other tracks and locations of NHRA, as you have flown around and been to all of them from an early age, what are some of your favorites outside of, you know, in our area?
I would definitely say that Bruton Smith does a great job with his racetracks. We were just in Concord, North Carolina this past weekend, going four wide drag racing, and that is quite an experience. You can't even explain it. Just watching them go two wide is something that you can't explain, but four wide, like, every sense in your body is awakened by it. It's absolutely mind-blowing to see these machines. It's 40,000 horsepower going down the racetrack at once. So I would definitely say Concord, North Carolina. We also just raced four wide in Las Vegas at the beginning of April. And it's I would say those two are pretty awesome. I mean, anywhere realistically. As long as we're racing, I'm happy, no matter where the place is.
Yeah, you think about it. You know, it is, and of all the different racing circuits, and we talk about this all the time, drag racing, NHRA, is the one that I think is the highest on that list for you need to attend it. You need to see it in person. It translates to television. They've gotten so much better at it pretty well, but there's nothing that brings you the sights, the sounds, the feels, the vibrations, the smells, and everything that is an NHRA event. When it comes to the drivers, we know what they do. You know, they get out there, they try to win and bring home championships. As the vice president for the company, ultimately, it is a business. There is so much to do to keep it all together so the fans and drivers and everybody can participate. So what is it that you do? Give the listeners a little insight into Megan Schumacher and what you do for DSR.
So when I started getting heavily involved, I've always been involved in the marketing and PR sense. And when I was in college and even high school, I used to do a blog, and I've always been really active on social media to be able to talk to our fans, and that's, to be honest, one of my favorite parts about drag racing is our fan base and just how loyal they are. It's really nice to have that support, even on good weeks and bad weeks at the racetrack. It's always nice to know that you have that, and it's something that we really appreciate having. So I really like that part. So I definitely still, to this day, I'm really involved on our social side, on our PR side. I manage our social media and PR team. And then when I got out of college, my first kind of role was working with the late Terry Chandler, and she was at this point had decided that she wanted to fund two race cars, and she wanted to make them giving cars, which was kind of a unique concept at the time. There'd been a lot of people that would do a one-off for one race of a certain charity being featured, but it was really the first time that someone had been like, I will fund these cars for an entire season, and I want it to go all to a charity. And so I got to work with her hand in hand as we kind of created that program. And we, her two passions are were children's charities, and she also loved helping our veterans when they came back from their service. So she fell in love with the Infinite Hero Foundation, and then she also fell in love with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And I got to work with both of those charities, and it's something to me that is probably one of the most rewarding things that I've ever done, is because it's meeting these kids and meeting these veterans. It's unlike anything you can really explain. Just hearing their stories, it really helps you to keep life in perspective. There's a lot of weeks where right now we're in the middle of three races in a row, and it's kind of easy to get tired or worn out from the travel and the craziness and the nonstop. But you hear these people's stories of what they've gone through, whether they've been in Iraq or a little kid that has her wish. We are actually granting a wish on Friday in Commerce, Georgia at our race. And it's just that kind of stuff where you can kind of step outside and just be like, wow, like what these people have sacrificed and what these kids have gone through. It kind of just always keeps the big picture in mind. So for me, that's probably one of the things I'm most proud of that I do. And then other than that, I just work hand in hand with our upper management and kind of involved in all the day-to-day decisions and activities that are going along. And then the other best part of my job is that I get to work with my family. So I get to work with Don, and I pretty much get to work hand in hand with him. And he is doing everything he can to kind of teach me, like, what he has to deal with every day. And, I mean, he is such a great mentor in that way, and just to be able to learn the business from, in my opinion, the best in the business.
Yeah.
And it's really great to have that.
Yeah, I mean, truly one of the legends for sure. And that as a testament not only on the business side, but also the success on the track as well. And when it comes to communications and marketing, exciting stuff. And to be able to work with those charities to put in, but also a lot of responsibility, right? Because you want to do it justice, and you want to make sure that it makes that impact. And like you said, it's the first time that it had been done in that way. And to kind of create and provide that example, because you'd love to see that stuff happen on teams all over the place.
No, we completely agree. And as I said, like, it's always just making sure the big picture is kept in focus. And if we're granting a wish, it's just so important to make sure that you want to promote what you're doing and you want to tell the stories, but you also have to make sure you're telling the stories in the correct way. You know what I mean? You have to value the children involved and the soldiers involved, and making sure that those stories are being told correctly and as appropriately as possible to make them as comfortable as possible. And it's just an honor to be a part of it and to try to make a small difference. And obviously there's so many people that are involved in all of those things, whether it be helping veterans when they come back or if it's helping a child get a wish, and just having that time where they can take a day or take a weekend and just kind of get away from all that's going on and all that they've been through, and just kind of take a step out of it. And whether that be spend a weekend at a racetrack or whatever that situation may be, it's just nice to be able to give them that and be a part of that.
Yeah, the success on the track is one thing, but also you guys have a roster of not only the most talented drivers certainly out there, but just quality people and individuals. And Tommy Johnson Jr. does a great job with the Make-A-Wish. We had him on the show, and he's so excited to be able to kind of share what it is that he does and make that impact on the kids as well. Well, when it comes to traveling, you've been doing that, you know, for your entire life all over the country as an ambassador carrying the torch for FAST, right, with the NHRA. But also too, as you love to travel, you got a chance to go to China. I know when we did talk with Tommy, he was one of those few drivers that had actually raced, I think, in Finland and Dubai and in other places.
Yes, he has.
So, you know, as a marketing person and someone who's grown up into it, certainly you enjoyed the all of the mysteries and the wonders of the Far East. But did you see it? Were you scoping out some potential racing opportunities?
Unfortunately, that trip was not racing related. So we were, Don and my mom and my husband and I, we spent a week in Shanghai, China, just before our race in Houston, Texas. And some people are aware, some people are not aware. Don also has another company. It's called Schumacher Electric. And we manufacture battery chargers, jump starters, power converters, and a lot of other products. So when we went over there, we do have a factory outside of Shanghai, China. So when we went over there, it was Schumacher Electric related. But to be able to experience somewhere so unique and just so different than anywhere I've ever been before, it was just a really, really cool experience. And And as I mentioned, like, that is honestly the most rewarding part of my job, and the fact that Don has been able to build these two amazing companies, and then he has his family with him every step of the way. My husband works for Schumacher Electric, and they said I'm all mostly focused on the DSR side. I have a couple of things that I do on the Schumacher Electric side, but it's just great to be able to travel with your family for work and be able to kind of mix the work and the play and get to have all these adventures, but also get to be able to do it with them. I would have to say that's probably my favorite part, and the part that I appreciate the most is that I get to do it with my family.
Well, travel can be completely transformational, however, or whatever it is that is that brings you there, you know, for whatever reason. And of course, we're letting the listeners know we're talking with Megan Schumacher. She's the vice president of Don Schumacher Racing. And of course, you've got the electric company, Schumacher Electric, as well. So when you're in there, for those listeners that have never been to China, it's one of those kind of mysterious places that I don't know if a lot of people will always get there. There may be some reservations, but it's one of those very cool places. It's certainly on my bucket list. If you had to share with the listeners, what was the thing? You said it was amazing, totally different than here, for sure. What were a couple things that really jumped out at you?
I would have to say there was a couple things that really surprised us. I mean, I live downtown Chicago. I live in the heart of the city. Like, I'm used to seeing skyscrapers. We have nothing on Shanghai. New York has nothing on Shanghai. LA has nothing on Shanghai. I mean, we're used to in Chicago, you see skyscrapers, and then you can kind of see the suburbs in the distance. In Shanghai, you are surrounded by skyscrapers for as long as the eye can see. Like, I have never seen anything like it. There's just all of these tall, beautiful buildings just all around. And I'm a sucker for a skyline, and it was really cool to be in that kind of environment where they're just everywhere. I would say that, to me, was the coolest thing. It's a beautiful city. And one thing that truly surprised us, and I don't necessarily know why we were super surprised by it, but it was so clean. I really feel that Chicago, out of our major cities in the U.S., is so clean and so nice. But, I mean, China was next level. The streets and everything spotless. It was really, really clean. And you could tell that they really maintain that city. And it felt really safe. And a lot of times when you travel to somewhere so new and so different, you kind of have that little bit of a, where you're just kind of like, okay, like, where am I? Am I safe here? What's going on? And I never had a moment of doubt in China at all. I felt very safe the whole time I was there.
See, well, that's something that I don't think people have heard necessarily, you know, as far as just that it was a very clean city, Shanghai, big, right? Enormous. You think about just not only the size of the buildings, just the size of the population, isn't it? I mean,
it is mind-blowing.
It's like, is it 20 million, 30? I mean, it's some crazy amount of people.
Yes, exactly. And it's craziness, the amount of people and the way that they manage all those people and keep the city moving. I can't even imagine all the logistics behind it.
you get to enjoy a lot of the things as far as the global travel, some of those exciting things happening all around the world and racing at its highest level, as well as you travel for NHRA and Don Schumacher Racing. But you mentioned it, you're here in Chicago. This is not only a great sports town, but one of the greatest food towns, and we've got the James Beard Awards going on here this weekend. So Megan, when you get out and about, you said you live in the city. What do you like to eat? Do you like to get out? Are you a food fan at all?
Yes, that is actually probably one of my favorite things about the city, is there's always somewhere new to try. There's always somewhere to go. I also am a creature of habit. I mean, I'm absolutely obsessed with RPM Italian. I love their Italian food. I love Sunda for sushi, all in River North. I live near River North, so usually that's kind of where I choose to go for dinner. But, I mean, Gibson's is probably, I would have to say, one of our family's favorite. And also with Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Yeah, the classics.
I mean, there are so many ways to not go wrong when it comes to great food from whatever culture. We've got it here in Chicago at a very high level. For those people who want to keep up with your adventures, whether it's to see you at Sunda, you know, or Chicago Cut or any of those places, or see you out on the road at one of the great NHRA events, or maybe just bump into you right in the streets of Shanghai, where are some ways? You said you had a blog, places where people can keep up with your adventures.
Yeah, so mostly now I just focus purely on social media. So if you go on Facebook and you type in Megan, and then you type in S-E-S-S-E-L and Schumacher, which is S-C-H-U-M-A-C-H-E-R, my Facebook fan page will come up. And then on Twitter and Instagram, my handle is Megan Fesshu, which is M-E-G-A-N-F-E-S-S, and then S-C-H-U. It's a mouthful, but you'll come up. And then also, if you follow any of our race team accounts, you'll be able to find me as well as all of our drivers. We are Don Schumacher Racing on Facebook. And then on Twitter and Instagram, it is @ Shoe Racing, S-H-O-E, and then Racing. So We're racing in Chicago June 1st through 3rd. So if anyone that's listening has never been to an NHRA drag race, you definitely need to head out to Route 66 Raceway in Joliet and check it out and experience it in person.
Yep, experience it in person. Coming up the 20th anniversary over there at Route 66 Raceway. Of course, Don Schumacher Racing and Megan, you will be there in force along with so many other great drivers and legends from throughout history will be attending as well. So it is a can't-miss year. If you're going to pick a year to go, this is the one. So Megan, thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for taking a little bit of time and jumping on the air with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me, and we hope to see you at the race soon and hope your listeners will follow you as well out there.